Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Happy Valentine's Day, my good friend.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, too, as well.
All right. Got to turn my monitor.
Have you done something substantial for your lovely bride?
I did everything she told me to do for Valentine's Day, which is nothing.
Oh, that's why you're wet. She must have told you to go jump in the lake.
Go jump in Lake Augusta.
Right.
Is Lake Augusta there when the dam is down?
No, it's not considered Lake
Augusta. Oh, I see.
Augusta.
So the lake goes away. What do you know? Okay. All right. Well, we are talking about Valentine's Day, but we have a couple of things to talk about. One of our listeners sent us a note calling out Christians for favoring President Trump because Joe likes to point out hypocrisy. There's a real moral hypocrisy there. I'm a Christian and I love Donald Trump. How can you say that? It's almost like the punchline of a joke. Let's see. We have a text.
You're off to a flying start this morning.
We have a text that it relates to me and Than and Margaret being the only people who are interested in.
Actually, we read that yesterday.
Oh, did we? I'm sorry.
Yes, we did.
Oh, let's get rid of that then. Okay. Well, I wish you'd gotten rid of it.
Well, I thought you seemed bound and determined to do something with it, so I didn't want to stand in your way.
All right. So we got one email pending. But we can talk about all the issues of the day. What's the element that you brought in that was that's a super topic, I think, anyway?
Well, it's interesting how the media has been Stalin-like in its cover-up of the elements of the Ocasio-Cortez Green Deal, right?
I got you, yeah.
And then my favorite, though, is Cory Booker, who's running for president, now wants to take away our bacon and our meat.
Oh, so he says
it's bad enough we can't have straws, we can't drink soft drinks. Now, Cory Booker says that eating meat is unsustainable.
Do you know why somebody would say that?
Because they're vegans?
No. Do you know why he really says that?
Why?
Do you know why he really says that?
Well, I think he says it because he's a little mentally deranged.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that's fine. I just wondered if you actually knew the answer to that.
I'm sure it's in the story somewhere. We'll get to that.
It shocks me that you have grandchildren, but you don't understand the climate or are not concerned about that. But in any event, that's fine.
So what is wrong? Under the Green Deal, Ocasio-Cortez wants to kill all the cows because of the methane gas they emit.
Well, I don't know. Let's go through the elements of the Green Deal. And I think some of them are noteworthy, and we'll go through them piece by piece. There's only about 20 different sort of initiatives there. And I think you're right. Not having a lot fewer cows is probably sound planetary advice, but that would really hurt my beef selection at the fine restaurants.
Also, doesn't want to get rid of all fossil fuels, no airplanes, no cars.
No airplanes at all whatsoever. Well, that's an exaggeration.
I like high-speed rail. I like that idea, but...
Right, but nobody wants to get rid of air travel.
Well, they want to get rid of fossil fuels.
Right.
How do you run an airplane on wind or solar?
Well, let's talk about that in a moment. All right, we are going to talk about the Green Deal. Joe has all 20 elements in front of him.
No, I don't.
Oh, you just have the Fox News talking points. All right, well, strike that then. All right, so we're going to get his view on this topic, and we'll try to get some facts injected, too. We have what? Are you
the
okay?
Fox News talking points. You belittle me every day.
I am going to take a picture of you and your little printout there so that people know that I'm totally serious. All right, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. If I didn't have Mrs. Ortiz's talking points in front of me, it wouldn't be as embarrassing. Ms. Ortiz, thank you. All right. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is 100% open right now. 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And let's talk about the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. We do not want you to ever forget that they sell Ford cars and trucks, small cars. They still got a couple of the foci there, and you can still buy an Escort or an Explorer or an Excursion or the other one, the Expedition. So they got the E-Series. Those are tough four-wheel drive vehicles in varying sizes. Hyundai Sonata, still my favorite car in the world, but they got a new sprint car out that's just super looking. So does the Kia. Kia is going to be coming out with the Telluride, and I'll tell you what, that is a super sharp car. We saw Mr. the man down at the Harrisburg Auto Show. Who's
Mr. the man at the Harrisburg Auto Show? I'm drawing a blank here.
Right, yes, our good friends at the Harrisburg Auto Show had a picture of the Telluride that they sent up to the Kia dealership. Also, Lincoln Cars and Trucks.
I've seen them on TV, the ads on TV. It's a pretty sharp vehicle.
Right, it's super. The Lincoln Navigator pickup truck, that's going to be my next truck. I'll tell you what, they're a premier service provider as well at the Sunbury Motor Company for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. You just can't go wrong at the Sunbury Motor Company. They got a body shop and tow trucks and a truck garage and a car wash and everything you could possibly need automotively speaking. SunburyMotors.com. You can go online and wash your car online. So that is the only way you can do that.
Wash your car online?
Yep. Go to SunburyMotors.com, log on to the car wash, and it washes your car. So it's super.
Hey.
Now, you have to put some quarters in.
Can I do that now while I'm sitting here?
You may. You may.
Well, we do have that one email you talked about. Signed Dick. He says, over the last several weeks, you have had more callers sermonizing. My question for these professed Christians, why they have no issue with our president. He has no problem violating many principles that the Bible expects us to believe and follow in our daily lives.
Yeah, why is that? You're supposed to welcome your neighbor and not build a wall between you and them and welcome immigrants and individuals seeking asylum, but oh no, you're supposed to love your neighbor. That's out the window, and that's just the beginning. You're not supposed to have extramarital affairs. He certainly does that, or grab women by their privates.
Oh, come on.
But you look the other way because you are a retiree. You're keeping your eye on your 401k, and the economy is doing better than satisfactory, and so you overlook
actually,
all those
as
things.
As far as we know, he hasn't actually done that stuff. He's talked about it, which
right,
is
he
wrong.
He bragged about it, and
but
then the women
the
he's...
This was during the campaign. This was three years ago. When are you going to get over this stuff?
No, it's just that is his moral character. He hasn't had some kind of turnaround.
Yeah,
and the women...
That,
well, he said he did it, and the women he did it to said he did it. So
what about the people
you're the only
oppose?
One who doesn't believe it.
What about the people who oppose him? You know, they have their problems as well.
You know,
there's plenty of hypocrisy out there,
well.
Right? You remember the old admonition, let he who lives in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Right.
Well, there's plenty of moral ambiguity to go around these days, my friend.
Well, I think individuals who are, that's a good point, but I think individuals who are devout followers of the Bible and are good Christians are interested in this idea of supporting individuals who follow just the basic tenets of basic laws and moral
laws. Clergymen who molest women and children. And not just in the Catholic faith, but other faiths. We have, you know, perverts, criminals. We have all sorts of people whose moral shortcomings are pretty enormous.
That's
Does that
point.
Mean that they can't function in their jobs? I mean, if you knew everything about everybody you know, chances are you would be appalled by some of the things you found out.
So you're saying President Trump's rotten behavior is okay because it's worse than millions of priests?
No, I'm saying that's not
or
what
hundreds
I'm saying.
Of priests.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, you know, in today's world, there are different standards of morality than there were 100 years ago. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. Some things we found unacceptable then, we find acceptable now, and vice versa. Blackface, wearing a blackface 100 years ago, was called a minstrel show. Today, it's an offense. So, I mean, we have all these changes in moral beliefs,
right.
And, you know, fundamental Christians, I think, still believe in the old Bible, you know, based teachings, and that's fine. But the rest of the world has kind of moved to a more, I won't say enlightened, because I don't know that it's enlightened, but a more forgiving state, until it's somebody they don't like politically, and then they become less forgiving.
All right.
Which I think is what's happened with President Trump.
Honestly, I hadn't thought of it that way, but that is a good point, that these morals are not a sort of a set thing. They do change slightly. So if the President of the United States grabs you by the privates, remember it's just because he's enlightened, and you are enjoying the enlightening too. All right? 1-800-7- No, I'm giving you a little your own medicine back.
Oh, you really are.
Misconstruing.
Talking about changing the topic.
Right, holding up the mirror backwards. All right, we do have an open phone. We'll take your call on this topic. One of our letter writers very accurately points out that if you're a Christian and a President Trump supporter, you have irony just in your just in that phrase. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take a quick break. We will be right back, but we'll take more comers. We got Dan standing by, and we need some folks lined up to tell Dick that he's full of it. 1-800-795-9565. Please call us now.
Cupid's arrow has hit the bullseye. Cupid has hit the sign in front of Sunbury Motors Kia. Drive by and you'll believe in love at first sight too. Lease a new Kia for under $200 a month. Fall in love with this deal at Sunbury Motors Kia. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $196.40 a month for 39 months. But that's not all. During the Kia President's Day sales event, a 2019 Kia Sportage LX is priced at just $247.94 a month. And a 2019 Kia Niro LX starts at only $255.13 a month. Both for 39 months. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Cupid hit the bullseye of savings at Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 1115 in Hummel's Wharf. Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles per year. $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit required. Tax and tags included. Offers expire 2/28/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Rob.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. If you wish to join the conversation, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says, for professed Christians, why would you have no issue with our president and his many, 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 many moral failings? All right, so I've added a couple of many's in there. We are talking about that right now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, the question about Donald Trump's morality is always brought up. And like I told you before, I voted for Trump because he represented my values better than his opponent. I didn't elect him because he had perfect morality. As a matter of fact, if I went on perfect morality, I couldn't elect anybody. I couldn't elect myself because I have shortcomings. So I picked the best candidate that I could, far better than the opposing candidate in morality. And yeah, Trump's not perfect, but he's representing the Christian community better than many of the former couple past presidents.
Do you believe he's more moral than Hillary Clinton?
Oh my gosh, by 10 miles, Joe.
What's an example? I understand that you feel that way, and I can definitely think of maybe some parts of Hillary Clinton's past that people don't like, but what would be the comparison that you would sort of hold up as sort of the flagship comparison of Hillary Clinton's failings?
During her speeches, she already stated, I know people are going to deny this, I know your liberal end's going to deny this, she said Christians in America, meaning conservative Christians, the born-again group, the Bible-believing group, are going to have to change your attitudes, meaning towards homosexuality, towards the new moral decay in America.
But that's an opinion, Dan. That's not a moral failing. That's an opinion.
Right.
Did she lie or cheat or steal?
We're going to have to change her attitudes.
Right,
Trump
okay.
Trump said we have the right attitudes. Trump believes that the Christian community, the born-again group, have the right attitudes, the basis that America was built on. And Hillary said, we're going to change. And Obama wasn't Christian-friendly. He was more Muslim-friendly than Christian-friendly. So some of the reasons, and Hillary had a lot of moral issues, but her emails, she covered them up, and of course the FBI went right along with it.
Do you believe that the president is pandering to Christians or that he holds genuine and firm beliefs?
If I believe some of each. You know, I haven't decided which is the greater. He knows the born-again Christian group are solid allies, and he's only our representative, you know. And I don't know, Joe, if I had to put my hand on the Bible today and say Trump's a born-again Christian, I couldn't do it. I hope he is. I hope I can see him in the afterlife and get to talk with him, but I don't know. I know Pence, the vice president's a good born-again Christian.
But right, he's the real
we were
deal.
In a, yes.
All right, we have another caller, but go ahead. You can get to wrap up real quick.
Well, I was saying, in our country, we were to the state where no one spoke up for the capitalist system to represent a democracy. They were going against Christian values. When Trump came out holding the King James Version of the Bible, talking about his most important book in America, and many things like that, I can't help it. His past moral life, but he represented our values as Bible believers, and he passed many laws since that prove it. Like, you can mention Christianity from the pulpit, you can endorse a candidate
on right,
the pulpit
you.
Of America,
all
and
right.
That's a Christian value.
Perfect.
Before
all right. Thank you so much. Let me stop you there. Sorry. We got you. All right. Well, thank you so
all
much,
right,
Dan.
You guys yep. have a great one. And
appreciate Joe. It. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Joe, you have a great day. Keep up the good work, he was going to say. Eric, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. And I do appreciate Dan's point of view. I am also a born-again Christian, and I'm very happy to say that. However, I'm one which I think people who've listened for a while know I lean more a little to the left. Like, I find myself to be very conservative in many of my viewpoints. And unfortunately, I believe so many of my Christian brothers and sisters have been duped, as many people in America have been, by the Republican campaign and our president saying the things that they want to hear, but at the same time not demonstrating Christian values. As a Christian man, I cannot accept what President Trump has said about women, has demonstrated to women, has lashed out against some of our brothers who are and sisters who are disabled. And I worked my whole career with the Commonwealth helping people with disabilities. And it just goes against my Christian values to know what he is nothing but a charlatan. He's probably one of the greatest. He will go down as the greatest salesman in history because he sold a bill of goods to the entire United States, or about, let's say, 49% of the voting public of the United States to vote for him.
What has he done against?
I appreciate that he has more of a conservative view on abortion, and abortion is something I'm against. But I also believe that women have rights. But I think he sold that to the Christian right, and because he said, I will do one thing for them, they then swallowed the whole thing. And as Christians, we got to be very careful.
Well, I'll ask you the same question I asked Dan. Do you believe he holds genuine Christian beliefs, or is he pandering to Christians?
He is pandering to Christians. By demonstrating how he has treated others, throughout his whole life, how he's still treating his workers and not paying contracts. And to him, he is a believer, and his God is the Almighty God Dollar. And you cannot have both gods. You either believe in God and Jesus Christ, or you have other gods. But no gods before me. Well, his is the Almighty Dollar. And now it's the Almighty Power, and we have now the person who believes more in dollars than in people running our country. I just want to give another view that there are Christians out there who also believe, as I believe, that we should be helping others and helping others as much as we can.
What has he done that relates to individuals with disabilities? You mentioned that his presidency is hurt. I'm not familiar with anything, but maybe you are.
I'm talking about what he did in the campaign, where he showed his true colors.
And
making fun of someone from his campaign.
But what about actions as president? Any actions as president? I mean, if you talk about pandering to individuals who are pro-life, you can look at the things that he's done, and those are there, or this idea of keeping Mexicans because they're rapists out. He's taken actions to do that. But has he done anything that has hurt individuals with disabilities, other than this lack of respect, that much is clear?
Well, I would say he has not been on the forefront of support of anything that I'm aware of that is promoting or affirming of them. I think, again, he shows his true colors. When he lets his guard down, when he gets riled up during his meetings, that's when someone's true colors, because then your true colors show out, because you're going through emotion and you're going back to your basic thoughts and beliefs. And that was demonstrated how many times during the campaign where he made fun of people with disabilities right from what he would consider his pulpit as he's trying to get elected. And how many thousands of people joked and jeered right along with him.
Right. Okay. All right. We got you. Listen, Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the viewpoint. We got somebody who's going to refute you next up. So.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling,
Eric.
Take care.
Appreciate that. Lance, you're next up on the Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, though, any organization that can condone gender-elect abortion need not lecture anybody about morality. To me, it's like comparing Jeffrey Dahmer to a pickpocket. I mean, it's the same thing.
And who's advocating for gender selection abortion? I'm not familiar with that. And the president doesn't stand for that, so that's the key.
Well, the Democratic Party.
I've never heard any Democrat advocate
that platform's not
in
the selection. In the presidential election, anyway.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the Democratic Party has condoned that.
Okay. The president is above that, so that much is good.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard that. I've never seen any Democrats say that abortion
is good
for. Well, it's
not a real platform. But if an individual knows the sex and they can choose an abortion or not, then that's a gender selection abortion. A woman could do it. I don't think we have necessary evidence that it has.
But has anyone gone on the record and said they're in favor of that? Anybody gone on the record and saying they're in favor of abortion for gender selection?
Absolutely.
Really? Who?
That was, I get bad for names. I really do. But no, seriously, though.
So you must be
there
over 50.
I heard them on the radio talking about it.
Okay. All right, so some Democrats somewhere, certainly not part of the Democratic National Platform, but a woman's right to choose is important to the Democratic Party, so that is there, and an individual woman could choose her own reasons, I suppose, and that could be one of them.
That's one of them,
Gotcha. All right, so
that to me is...
So the president opposes that, so that gives him good moral standing in that regard, right?
I mean, killing your own young is something.
Okay.
Oh, okay. When you were talking about saving the planet, Mark, when are you going to start doing your part? You give it lots of lip service, but when it comes time for a couple bucks a month, you don't seem to be able to come across with it.
Tell me, okay, now I've done 17 things this year that relate to helping the planet. You enumerate them and then tell me where my failing was.
Okay, how about your electric? Where do you get it?
You know, you name the 17 things I have done, since you know so much about me. You bride and I have enumerated them all, and we have them listed. So you tell me what the 17 are, and then we'll talk about the one that is not ideal in your view.
Well,
so you don't know what you're talking about, in other words. Okay, well, go ahead, Lance. Well, then you're speaking from a position of total and complete ignorance, so now make your point.
No, my point is the one thing that I am sure of, and that is that you don't get your you don't get green energy right in your house.
Green energy, Mark? You have a green energy?
We use natural gas for heating. We have a 90-something percentage efficient furnace. We got as efficient as you could get at the time, although that was 2006, so probably, I don't know, we'll have to call and see if there's a more efficient one. So that's we do that.
What about your electric, though?
We are using the company that we buy electricity from is a green-ish plant. It's not a wind plant. That is not, we don't get our electricity from wind.
Why not?
Well, at this point, we are choosing companies and considering investing in companies that have a bright green future. They may not have achieved it completely, as, you know, maybe a wind farm has, but we're investing in companies like PPL, and I can't remember the other name of them, but they are moving in that direction. They're using the profits from the electricity that they sell now to move in that direction. So, you know, they're headed in the right direction. So that was a positive, or that was a, you know, a cognitive choice. But name the other 17, since you know so much about me.
Well, we're kind of in the weeds here on this one.
Right.
You don't know
anything
about me. That's the bottom line.
Boy, you're mean today.
Well, for him to call me out like that and says he thinks he knows more about me than I do, ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, I'm staying out of this one. You're getting a little testy here.
Well, not testy, just pointing out the obvious truth that anyone else could understand. All right, thank you, Lance, for the call. Thank you for the calls. We're talking about why you can support President Trump if you're a Christian. We still don't have the answer. This is WDKOK Sunday.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, a subpar host of the show, and probably a couple of listeners certainly agree with that right now. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, Mr. Joe McGranahan, is a super guy, and he's across from me. We invite you to call us today. We're trying to find out how the moral failings of the president can be withstood by individuals of the Christian faith. Joe has always said that he doesn't mind the president because all those moral things are probably either in the past, but they don't seem to have an impact on his governance. And Dan called in and said the president is more moral than Hillary Clinton, so that much is good. And Lance basically called me out as being a hypocrite if I'm going to talk about these important topics. So we appreciate all those calls, and we'd like more. We got one standing by.
I don't think you appreciated Lance's call. Just the way I picked up a little vibe there.
Yep, a little too personal. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Everybody is welcome to call us now. 1-800-795-9565, including Lance, who did not get the full amount of time that all of our other callers did. We can accept more emails at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. I'm going to assume that Stan is at an appointment right now because he's not texting me either to say that Lawrence is wrong, but some of his other texts typically do start that way. All right, let's do news headlines, and then we'll go to the phones. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line open, 1-800-795-9565. Sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. In the news, could Pennsylvania someday have separate high school sports playoffs, separating public schools and private schools? That would stop certain private schools from rolling through the state playoffs and running over the public schools, which have limited ability to recruit. State Representative Scott Conklin plans to introduce a bill that would separate private schools from public schools when it comes to high school playoffs. There is renewed debate about the best way to fund Pennsylvania Pennsylvania State Police coverage. This comes after Governor Tom Wolf's budget proposal included an annual fee requiring residents to pay for state police. PennDOT spokeswoman Erin Waters-Trasata says it's a huge cost for PennDOT and something's got to be done.
For example, in the 2012-13 state fiscal year, the motor license fund contribution to the state police was $584 million. By the 16-17 fiscal year, that was more than $800 million.
Municipalities with fewer than 2,000 people would pay $8 per person, and then on a sliding scale up to municipalities with 20,000 residents or more, they would pay $166 per person, costing that municipality hundreds of thousands of dollars. State Senator Gene Yaw says that he thinks the fees legislation will have lots of opposition, will probably not pass in its present form. A Connecticut judge has ruled that InfoWars host Alex Jones must undergo a sworn deposition in the defamation case brought against him by family members of Sandy Hook school shooting victims. Discussions on Jones' web show have called the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre a hoax, and lawsuits by families of eight of the victims and first responders say they've been subjected to harassment and death threats by Jones' followers. The Superior Court judge also ruled yesterday that the families can deposed several other defendants in the case, including those critical of the InfoWars business operations. Jones has defended the discussions on the show and says he, too, has First Amendment rights. And finally, actor Jussie Smollett says he's mad that some people have doubted his claims about being attacked in Chicago. The actor who stars in the Fox drama Empire made the comments during an interview with ABC. A preview clip from the interview that was posted online. Smollett says he was attacked January 29th by two masked men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs. They also referenced that this is MAGA country. Chicago police have made no arrests and said they have not found surveillance video that shows the attack. The 36-year-old, who is black and openly gay, tells ABC he wonders how people could doubt him, adding that what he reported was the truth. Well, now, one caveat to this was he redacted some of the phone contacts in the interest of protecting their privacy, so that gave the naysayers a more ammunition. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We start out with Dale, who's ready to go. Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I just like to say, you know, Trump holds the Trump card, and I'll get back to that in a second. Well, people, you know, liberals and conservatives have arguments and all like that, okay? But if you sit back and listen to them, okay, you know, one-on-one, they seem like they agree on the same things. The only thing is their message is being distorted through, you know, media and elected lawyers. So let me get back to Trump, okay? This guy here is the first president we had in a long time who's not elected a lawyer. So what the whole thing is now is these big corporations are back, and Cook and Gates and all like that are trying to make this country better, but they understand that they can't do it. They have to go through elected lawyers to do it, and they want to facilitate everything. So you understand that if you listen to these arguments, basically everybody wants the same thing. But then our elected lawyers go to the extremes and makes people watch CNN and Fox, and then they go crazy. But if you hear the arguments one-on-one, they both want the same thing. So I just think that people need to understand that Trump has the microphone, and they can't distort his message. So I think if he gets, you know, indicted or impeached, I think they're petrified because this guy has the microphone. You understand that? So just say if there's a political corruption going on, okay, and they're not backed up by an elected lawyer, the FBI is going to go after them full speed and put them in the paper. But if they are backed up by embezzlement by an elected lawyer, the FBI looks the other way. So I just think the people just need to wake up because the gods today are showing themselves. They are the elected lawyers. Don't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, or what. Your message is being distorted. And here goes show. Like I told you, Trump holds the Trump card. He has the microphone, and everybody's going to hear what he has to say. So I just think that you guys just don't understand that. I mean, I just try to beat it in your head. So, like I said, just keep voting for him. And, you know, hopefully your message will be heard in one way or another.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
Just Dale. Keep beating us over the head there.
Yep, good points all. Joseph, you're next up on our President Trump moral discussion.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to give a little background. I think people are missing the boat here on why we believe as believers that the Almighty Yahweh put him in office. And I'll give you an example in the scriptures. Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of Babylon in ancient times. He actually defeated the Jewish nation. He burnt the temple. He destroyed the things of the Almighty. But yet, in the scriptures, you'll read that Yahweh had him do that because of the sins of Judah, okay? Now, Yahweh gave this man, this pagan, he was a pagan king, a very self-centered man. He gave him authority to defeat the Jews, okay, which was his people, which is the Almighty's people. But in chapter 4 of Daniel, in verse 17 and verse 25 and verse 32, three times he says this, okay? He says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll just read part of the verse, that the living may know that the Most High, who ruleth over men, giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. So President Trump is a very base man, but Yahweh set him over there. He has a purpose for him. And then in verse 25, excuse me.
So he gets additional license because he's Yahweh sent.
Does Yahweh condone?
He doesn't get a license to sin, no. But it's just showing you that this man's a base man. He's narcissistic. He's very egotistical. I understand that. But since the Almighty put him in there, you must respect him and his office and what he really is doing. You know what I mean? Yahweh's working out something here below, as Winston Churchill said, that we're not really understanding it, okay? And he tells this man, Nebuchadnezzar, he got haughty, and he looked out over the kingdom, and all this great kingdom that I have got, and a voice came to him and said, this day, and he was driven out from among men. 7 years he spent eating grass, the scripture says, like an ox, until he learned that the Most High dwelleth and sets up over the kingdoms of men whom he will.
Well, you think 7 years of eating grass sounds like a pretty draconian punishment for almost anybody.
It was. He was like a lunatic. If you read chapter 4, Daniel, you'll see. And then he realized... Well,
why did he eat the grass? He could have gone... He was a king. He could have gone on eating something else.
Well, see, he lost his mind. His mind was taken away from him, and he was a raving maniac, and they drove him out. They drove him out from his kingdom. It was in a dream he had.
What if
where
God's
the tree
decides...
was cut down, and there was a ring of iron around the tree, that the root was still in the ground, and they would come back. And then he got perfect knowledge as Yahweh bring him back after 7 years, and his kingdom was restored to him.
Suppose in the process here, Yahweh, as you call him, has done that to Donald Trump, made him lose his mind.
Well, not yet. Not yet. He hasn't lost his mind. People may think that, but he hasn't.
Okay.
He's doing something, and it's just like Barack Obama. I wasn't for Barack Obama as being president. But he was in there for a purpose. There was something being worked out here. And we fail to see the spiritual implications because we're too blinded to see that. What's bringing to pass, there's prophecy bringing to pass about a new world order. And that's what this is all about. There's coming a new world order, a one world government system. And you know that. I mean, Revelation chapter 13 tells you that everybody is going to have to receive a mark, a name, the number of the beast, government system, to buy or sell. It's commercial at the end of time. And so we're right there now, almost there with the credit cards and everything, but I believe it'll be actually evolve into a computer chip in your right hand or in your forehead. It says you have to receive this mark. It'll be an identifying mark that will identify you from any other person. You just scan it. And, you know, you do your transactions that way, which basically we are doing them now.
Well, I hate to hear the term New World Order because it sounds an awful lot like Nazism.
Oh, yes, yes. it's Babylon reunited, actually, in Genesis chapter 11. But, you know, that's what President Obama was all for. He was for the New World Order. But Yahweh's giving this nation and the world another chance to repent, and using President Trump as that person that's bringing about change and trying to drain the swamp. You see the things.
So
that,
despite his imperfections, you believe that President Trump is sent here by God to fulfill some mission we don't understand at this point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Scripture seems to support it anyway.
Well, okay. Read Romans 13. It says, if you resist the powers that are, you resist the oracles of Yahweh. For they're here for a purpose, he's saying. Even though they're wicked men sometimes, you know. Nebuchadnezzar was a pagan. You know the story. He threw Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, whom they call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow to the image that he made.
All right.
You know.
We got you. So the president
out of the fiery furnace.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. All right. Well, that certainly sheds a different light on the president. If you keep that.
So, in other words, despite his imperfections, God has a purpose for him, we believe, or some people believe. Other people believe that he is the devil incarnate. So how do we reconcile these two views of our president with respect to what may or may not be divine intervention on his behalf?
Well, what's to reconcile? What's to reconcile? He is who he is.
Well,
he does what he does.
Some of my liberal Facebook friends would doubt in the strongest possible terms that God could have anything to do with Donald Trump being either in office or in the way he governs or his ability to work with people.
Okay. Well, that's certainly understandable. But I don't know.
Is it possible that God just said, hey, Hillary, like you and like the two of us, we both said, Hillary and Trump, no thanks, I'll pass on both. Suppose God did the same thing. I'll stand back. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to intervene in this mess.
All right. Well, we're stuck on this topic. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Callers, light them up. We are talking about the president's the president's moral failings, which have been exemplified in some government actions and certainly in his prior life. So we would just love to hear your remarks. We have one email that relates to, is that related to President Trump? No, Trump's name is in there, but it doesn't really relate to that. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We will be right back.
Hometown Pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, Danville, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We received two emails, which we will read. Neither relate to our specific topic, other than the last sentence of one says, President Trump only knows what he reads. Our money, though, says, in God we trust.
Well, we have one call on the line, another coming in, so we'll take the one from Al, from Lori.
On the mark.
I agree with the last caller 100%. And I hope we are right, that Trump is part of God's big plan, and people start realizing that. Because he, you know, speaking out about his faith has never been done like that from the presidential. I mean, he speaks about his faith. He hangs out with Billy Graham's kid. I mean, he's trying to do all the right things. And if we know we try to do all the right things, there is forgiveness. And I think each and every one of us need it every day. So anybody that, you know, doesn't think they need forgiveness each and every day, I don't think are really judging themselves and putting themselves to the task that the Lord has for us all to do.
Well, I think we need it, but I haven't heard Donald Trump call for it. I've never heard him say, I need God to forgive me for the things I've done in the past. I've never heard those words come out of his mouth.
He has, though.
You're supposed to go in the corner of a room and where it's quiet and dark, and when you talk to God. He's talking to God. He's not worried about what we think. He knows what. And when the last caller was calling, I mean, the Holy Spirit was on me like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it was like he was prophesizing. And Obama was all about the one world order. And if you have, you know, good and evil, and the, you want to call that good and evil, he stood right up there and said, America, we're going to change it. And I think they're all bummed out because he wanted to go right from the presidency right into the, what's that called in New York, where everybody, United Nations, and start running it from there.
But what about other people's faith who tell them exactly the opposite of what your faith is telling you?
Well, my faith is telling me anybody that wants to protect babies, and you start there. And he was, I read the Bible quite a few times, and he's typical of what God used to pick out of the Old Testament to do wonderful things and do things for his Israelites. And I don't know the Bible like that last caller. I mean, I am so impressed. But he speaks the truth. I think we're speaking the truth, and people have to realize that we got to protect our borders. We got to stop killing our babies. You know, there's a thing that they call harvesting babies, and they sell them. They sell aborted babies. It's just starting killing them. They're selling them, and then they're taking them out of the sack and hanging them up. And I mean, they're being born in the sack and kept alive so they can poke at their organs and harvest cells from them to make our vaccination. And it also says in the Bible that we are eating our young. And if we consume live cells out of something and make something else out of it, that's a roundabout way. But we are harvesting young people and their babies. That they're all seeds from God. Every one of us that was ever born is a seed from God.
Okay.
And that's just the way it is.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling up. I appreciate that. Mike, first-time caller, thanks for checking in. You are on the mark.
Thanks, sir. I just wanted to, I just recently found your show within the last few days, and I wanted to say why I voted for Donald Trump. And the reason why is because I felt that, you know, coming from a working-class family and having basically a blue-collar job myself, when he spoke, he was speaking to me. He was, you know, I viewed myself as one of the forgotten men and women of this country that Donald Trump wanted to stick up for. And the reason why I felt that he wanted to do that, because he thought the country was heading in a direction that wasn't beneficial for the future of this country as it is now. And I just felt that Hillary Clinton didn't stand for any of those things. She talked about more government programs, more government controls. And Donald Trump talked about making the playing field level for everybody. And that's why I went for him. And it wasn't whether he was an honest man or whether he was a Christian or any of that. It's just what he said he wanted to do. And that's why I voted for him.
All right. And so those factors, you know, the things you just mentioned, that he wasn't a Christian or his moral failings, that were not a factor at all whatsoever. You didn't even consider them. It's not that they're not a factor. They're not even brought up.
No, I viewed him, you know, what's that saying? He might be a bum, but he's my bum or something like that. I viewed him as
well, you can say
like
that about the president, any president.
Him for what he wanted to do.
Well, I think you've got a point there. I mean, I don't vote on people based on my perception of their moral health or failings. I vote on somebody I think whose policies are going to be the best for this country. And I do think, even though I didn't vote for Donald Trump, I didn't vote for Hillary either, but I do think that his policies were closer to what's best for this country than Hillary's. That's just my personal opinion based on my political beliefs, but has nothing to do with who's more moral or who goes to church on Sunday or who prays the loudest.
But then when the time came, you didn't vote for him anyway.
No.
We might add.
No.
I think the most important thing that Donald Trump is doing right now, and it has really nothing to do with what he's trying to achieve, but I believe he's bringing to the forefront just how, I don't want to say bad, but what our mainstream media and what the news and everything actually is doing to America. It's not really reporting news anymore. The news is being designed
to mold public opinion one way or another, and it's generally not in the way of what I believe conservative people are. They're trying to mold opinion for social change and bigger government and more government control and anything that's not Trump they're in favor of. I think that's his most important contribution right now. It's opening people's eyes to just how bad our news media is and how poorly we're being served by them.
What's an example of the news media's failings? You know, like sort of tell me what story they are covering, which, you know, doesn't relate to you or that you think fits into that category, and what's a story they're omitting or not covering that would be important if only they would cover it.
Okay, let me use a specific example. For instance, we know in Pennsylvania that the Democrats want to raise the minimum wage to $12 or $15 an hour.
Well, the governor does. He actually doesn't have any support in the legislature at the moment, but he'll get it.
At the moment. So the headline in the paper, and I believe it was an AP story, Republicans attack proposed minimum wage increase. Okay, that's how they put the Republicans, the light that they cast on them. As opposed, if the Democrats or the liberals were to have an issue, it would be liberals voice concern. It's as simple as that sometimes. I open up Yahoo News daily. That's the first thing I do in the morning, believe it or not. And at the top of Yahoo News is a picture of Donald Trump with a contorted face, you know, looking kind of stupid or whatever. And then the headline is again framed in a way to put a negative connotation on Donald Trump, whereas opposed, if this was a few years ago and it was Obama, you know, Barack would be smiling, he'd be looking, you know, soulfully into our eyes, and it would be a nice headline. So, that's how I feel. Everything is by design. For instance, in Arizona, there's going to be a race for John McCain's seat, the one that he held. I think.
Right. It's very it's very closely watched. Sure.
Right. And I heard the guy that announced that he's going to run as a Democrat. I'm not lying. I'm driving from Danville up to Berwick, and I'm hearing the ABC News at the top of an hour on another radio station whose name I won't mention. And instead of the news, I thought it was a campaign commercial for this new guy that's running for this seat in Arizona. I mean, it had beautiful quotes, it had music in it, and I honestly said to myself, am I having some type of hallucination here? Is this really a campaign commercial that slipped into the news? So I believe that the media is against conservatives, I believe the media is against Republicans, and the media is molding people to be liberals, they're molding people to vote Democrat and have more government.
All right, let me read some news headlines. I like the media comments that you're saying. That's noteworthy. And so was the rest of your call. But anyway, how about this? Is this a bias headline? Disgraced ex-FBI boss says he was behind the special counsel push, confirms 25th Amendment plot. So this is a disgraced ex-FBI boss. There's one of your key words, disgraced ex-FBI boss, says he was behind the special counsel push, confirms the 25th Amendment plot. Any headline bias there?
Well, I'm going to have to ask you, what is the source?
This is on Fox News. I have the Fox News app on my phone, and that I just punched it up.
Well, I'm astounded.
Well, I read news from all over.
Oh, all right.
Don't you worry about that.
I would have to ask myself, is the FBI person disgraced? You know, what did he do to become disgraced? And if it's accurate, then that is accurate. If he also went ahead and did things to influence what they're saying he did, then I'd have to say that's accurate.
Well, if they're talking about Strzok or Comey, I'd say they both were disgraced. Who are they talking about?
Hold on a second.
It's your story, Mark.
Well, yeah, I know. I've flipped beyond that on the app. Hold on. Hold on. Stand by. You guys talk among yourselves. Let's see. Now I'll click on this story. I hadn't actually clicked on the story. I haven't read the story. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe speaking out.
All right. Okay.
Is he disgraced?
Yes, he was disgraced.
All right. Speaking out in a new book and TV interview detailed the central role he played in the Bureau's Russian probe and the eventual appointment of a special counsel. That's just the first paragraph. But you get the gist of where they're headed there. If he truly is disgraced, then that's...
But your point was that he wasn't. You're asking...
I'm just asking if the headline is biased. That's all.
Lied to Congress about spying on Americans? Was McCabe the guy that lied to Congress about the spying on Americans program? I believe he was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was too, but...
He said McCabe, who was fired from the Bureau in 2018 by Jeff Sessions after it was determined he lied to investigators about a leak, spoke to 60 Minutes ahead of the release of his new book, The Threat. Excerpts detail the 8 days between the firing of James Comey and the appointment of Robert Mueller. I don't see that there, but that could be. I don't remember everything. McCabe's been in the news for so long, he's kind of got a long resume. All right, well, listen, enough said. Listen,
I think all these guys are in Washington to try to make as much money for themselves any way they can. And there are a few honest ones, but I think they're getting further and further, far and fewer in between.
Well, they get sucked into the vortex. All right, thank you so much, Mike.
Call again, please.
Yep, we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got open phones. We're talking about the president's calling by God to be in the pulpit. And one of our listeners said that even President Obama had a calling to be there. And so,
what started this was an email from someone saying, why do Christians accept... For those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, this isn't a religious program, but we seem to be on a religious topic today, whether or not the president is moral, whether he's being used by God, or whether God has perhaps been hands-off with respect to him and is just letting happen what happens. So...
All right. We talked about the Green New Deal a little bit, so we can talk about that. 1-800-799...
Cory Booker wanting to take our meat.
Right. He wants to take your meat away. All right. Yes. Joe does get his headlines from Fox, and he saw that headline.
I don't like that one.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Open phones right now. Please call us immediately. We'll be right back.
Cupid's arrow has hit the bullseye. Cupid has hit the sign in front of Sunbury Motors Kia. Drive by and you'll believe in love at first sight, too. Lease a new Kia for under $200 a month. Fall in love with this deal at Sunbury Motors Kia. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $196.40 a month for 39 months. But that's not all. During the Kia President's Day sales event, a 2019 Kia Sportage LX is priced at just $247.94 a month. And a 2019 Kia Niro LX starts at only $255.13 a month. Both for 39 months. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Cupid hit the bullseye of savings at Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 1115 in Hummel's Wharf. Lease are 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit required. Tax and tags included. Offers expire 2/28/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
My funny Valentine.
That would be me.
Well, that's a draggy version of that song. Can't you pick something more upbeat?
Oh, you're going to diss Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you have a Michael Bublé cut?
Bublé. Oh, no. Nobody does it better than Bublé. Frank. Come on. Blue Eyes. Come on.
Oh, Blue Eyes.
Your looks are laughable.
That's Joe.
Unphotographable.
That's you talking to Bonnie.
I would never say that to my wife. Well, you're trying to get me in trouble saying that my wife, I would say to her, her looks are laughable.
Does she listen to the show every day?
Well, someday she does, but she hears you saying stuff like that, you're going to be on her list.
I'm on the doghouse already.
I think we exceeded the amount of music we're allowed to play on our ASCAP BMI.
That's true.
We're
going to have to pay for this now.
Goodbye, Frank.
All right. 9:43 in the morning. We got open phones. So we got 17 minutes left of open phones. We got two emails that are kind of off topic, so we kind of held them, but we'll still read them.
Now we have the call coming in.
Right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd just love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to say, we'd love to hear. 1-800-795-9565. Let me tell you about the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is very important that when you call 1-800-795-9565, you know that the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills. Please visit them out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, right in the shadow of Shade Mountain. The Norrie Pharmacy right on Duke Street in downtown Northumberland. You can walk to it and walk to a lot of other good Northumberland locations. Danville Pharmacy is located on Mill Street right next to the cop station there, and they love to super serve all of their clients. Lewisburg Pharmacy, a growing pharmacy. More prescriptions go out there every week, and they are glad to be a go-to business in Lewisburg on 2nd Street. Trutz Pharmacy is in Mifflinburg. It's an opportunity for you to go down Walnut Street, which is Route 45 in downtown Mifflinburg, and enjoy some super service from them. And the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop up on Market Street, probably the oldest shopping plaza in the world up on Market Street, and they would just love to talk to you there. I guess down on Market Street, we should say, the Market Street Plaza in Bloomsburg. Nonetheless, super knowledge. That's where you see Jennifer, the head pharmacist. They deliver drug take-back boxes or at some of these pharmacies, and they all have that super service mentality. Hometown Pharmacies sponsoring our toll-free line. Good morning, Lance. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, hi. Why, first, I'd like to apologize for knowing one thing and running with it, and personal attacks are not my speed. I attack ideas, not people.
All right. Well, apology accepted, and I apologize, too. I was pretty curt with you, and that's not my normal way.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good.
Well, so you say now, but I've been dealing with you for quite a few years.
For 20 years, I've been cutting Joe off. So, yeah. But anyway, all right, next up.
The reason that folks voted for Trump was the lesser of two evils. And the evil, of course, was the whole party being as much for abortion as what they are. Matter of fact, what is the abortion plank in the Democratic Party? What does that look like? Do they have anything that qualifies?
Well, I don't know, but I looked at the statement you made about the Democrats supporting abortion for gender selection. I looked back, and the only story I could find was from 2012, and it involved a piece of legislation a Republican introduced that would make it a crime subject to punishment and fines for the doctors if they performed abortions for such reasons. But it didn't pass. Now, the bill to ban it didn't pass, and the Democrats said at the time, I don't know anybody who's in favor of abortion for gender selection, so we don't have a problem. Why have a piece of legislation address a problem we don't have?
Well, I did hear that, but I believe it was the lady from California that's running for president. I'm almost positive that's who it was, because she said for any reason.
Okay.
I took that to mean that.
Well, I mean, if they're going to start doing that, I think there'd be a hue and cry that would deafen you.
Well, there's all kinds of folks, and we're close to some of them who support it for any reason.
Well, but many people, even those who support abortion generally, many of them don't support these late-term abortions where the child outside the womb can be killed. You know, there are limits, I think, in almost any sane, rational person would have some limits they would impose on abortion.
Well, when you start out at the first trimester, 70% of our population don't have a problem with it. But when it gets down to, like, third trimester, it drops down to just about 20%. I mean, I think you can check that out pretty quick.
Well, I think once a fetus is viable, it's no longer a fetus.
Yeah, right. Well, the French, they have it so that when the fetus can feel pain, and that is about 5 months. So I think maybe that could be a compromise we could come up with.
Let me ask you this question. Who conducted the experiment that determined that a five-month-old fetus could feel pain? And
apparently,
what did they do to inflict the pain on the fetus?
Probably watch it flinch or something.
From no, what? What would cause
it? Oh, you would put a needle in there or something? I mean, yeah. Another test or something, or
yeah,
when they're drawing amniotic fluid for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they did over there. But you think of the French as being, you know, really the
a freewheeling population, and even they look at this as being a real murder.
Okay.
All right, we got you. Thank you for calling back, man.
You bet.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dick sends us a note that's quite timely.
He says, the Bible, Valentine's Day, and Frank will stand the test of time. Not 100% sure about President Trump.
Well, you know,
he doesn't sing, I don't believe, does he?
Name one president that history's been harsher on them than the public in general in their current administration. I mean, we are kind to presidents after they're out.
Not universally. There are some pretty presidents.
Whose view declined as the years went on?
Well, take Warren G. Harding, for example.
I figured you were going to bring him up. He's the worst president we ever had.
No, he's not the worst president.
He was the top and the bottom five.
But, I mean, there are people. Ulysses Grant was pretty well pilloried after he left office, even though he was well liked. He allowed an administration that was corrupt. Teapot Dome scandal. Remember that?
Right, okay.
From your history? So, I mean, there are a lot of presidents who have been treated worse after they were out of office than they were when they were in office. Woodrow Wilson's another example.
Really?
Yes. Well, let's face it. Woodrow Wilson was a bigot.
Okay.
You know, so there are quite a few presidents. I mean, all these judgments are split. I can tell you people that think Woodrow Wilson walked on water. I can tell you historians that think the guy was pretty reprehensible.
What do you think?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I think he had some right ideas, but he was not somebody I'd want to hang out and have a beer with.
What is the in the modern era? Let's say Eisenhower on. What president has?
Well, Nixon.
Had?
No one has been really kind to Nixon. Although there is some feeling that he did rehabilitate himself to some small extent.
I agree with that. Yep, absolutely. All right, Al, you're going to have to stand by because I'm going to fall behind if I take another call. So just hold on, and we'll be right back.
Cupid's arrow has hit the bullseye. Cupid has hit the sign in front of Sunbury Motors Kia. Drive by and you'll believe in love at first sight, too. Lease a new Kia for under $200 a month.
I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
You'll fall in love with this deal at Sunbury Motors Kia. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $196.40 a month
for 39 months.
But that's not all. During the Kia President's Day sales event, a 2019 Kia Sportage LX is priced at just $247.94 a month. And a 2019 Kia Niro LX starts at only $255.13 a month.
Both for 39 months.
All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Cupid hit the bullseye of savings at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 1115 in Hummel's Ward.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit required. Tax and tags included. Offers expire 2/28/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Oh, yes, more Valentine's Day music. My lovely bride sending me hearts on the phone. So
that beats Frank, the Beatles.
Yeah, you can't beat the Fab Four.
All right, how about that? All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll have time for an email. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Al, you get a minute of fame.
Okay. The magazine is a medical and pharmaceutical magazine that I was talking about, the babies being born in the sack and then their cells being harvested to make vaccines. And it's taken place in China and in other places in the world, and it's the magazine's called Human Vaccines and Immunity Therapeutics is the magazine.
And not something you're going to find at the neighborhood drugstore on the bookshelf, right?
No. And
how did you happen to run across it, Al?
It's called online is Walvax-2.
Okay.
If you just look up Walvax-2, the articles are published there.
Okay.
Well, those Chinese, they're a lawless bunch. There's no argument there. All right. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate that. Chris, you're on the mark.
Yeah. Teapot Dome was Warren G. Harding.
That's right.
Right.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Those were examples of where he is, his failings.
I thought you said it was Grant.
No. He was Credit Mobilier.
Yeah, you didn't mention that.
Well, I could have.
Well, that's what.
Yeah, maybe you did have them backwards.
I might have misspoken.
Whatever.
Not anyway.
And your thing about blackjack gum.
Yeah?
It had nothing to do with whoever.
Jack Pershing. Yeah, well, I said Jack I might Pershing. Be wrong on that. I heard that story.
Tell, but it is a very interesting story about blackjack gum, and it involves Santa Anna of Alamo fame.
Oh, yeah?
Who was living in exile in New Jersey.
Who isn't?
Who would have known?
Yes, and it had, he brought the stuff from to try to make rubber with an inventor who had failed to vulcanize the chicle tree sap. And the guy made gum, and he noticed Santa Anna used to chew on it all the time, so he made a chewing gum out of it, which after a few modifications and years of research became blackjack gum.
Oh, well, that's
when he
good
added
trivia.
Licorice to it, or anise, which
and
is
can
where
you
the
still
black
buy it?
Came from.
I haven't seen it in years. Can you still buy it, Chris? I don't think so.
It was out of business for a few years, and then somebody bought it and started selling it again. And as far as I know, it still is around from its second coming.
Hmm.
And speaking of second comings, I think it's kind of, you know, blaming God for Trump is putting blame where it doesn't lay.
They're not blaming.
Or lie, whatever it is.
They're not blaming.
Well, in Chris's view, they are.
No, but when you start working the world, giving God credit for everything in the world and that he has machinations that we don't understand, it sort of takes personal responsibility away. Because you can't understand God's machinations, so why could you? How do you know what viewpoint to take? He's as responsible for Obama as he is for Trump.
Yeah, that listener did say
that.
And
the anti-Trump who comes after Trump, you know, it's no way to live your life, in my opinion. Saying, well, God did it and it's good, or God did it and it's bad, but it's because he has a good plan behind the bad. Where does that leave you as a person who's supposed to choose what to do?
Well, interesting point. Where does that leave you?
Well, it leaves you lost.
Confused, right?
And so you look to God.
All right, we got another caller.
There you go. You're running in circles again.
We got another caller, so go ahead and wrap up.
No, that's a wrap.
All right.
Well, thank you for the story about blackjack gum. I hadn't ever heard that before.
All right, and the correction on the history. Joseph, you're on the mark.
Yes, the man said, I forget who it was, that how can we know that babies feel anything or have any sense in the womb? If we believe the scriptures, and I'll just read to you here what the scripture says, I go by that, in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, it says, and it came to pass when Elizabeth, that was what they called John the Baptist's mother, she was pregnant, 6 months pregnant, heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb of Elizabeth and was filled with the Holy Ghost. Then in verse 44 it says, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, that was Elizabeth speaking, the baby leaped in my womb for joy.
Yeah, but so, how does that mean it feels pain?
Well, if you can feel joy, you can feel pain.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
In other words, he had this discrimination.
How do you know it leaped for joy?
Maybe to distinguish.
Maybe it leapt
even a 6 month old in the womb. Maybe isn't that something?
Maybe it leapt because it was in pain.
And reprehensible.
No, it said for joy.
Well, I know it's what it said, but how do they know it was joy?
They might have misinterpreted it.
The scripture says that.
But so who wrote it?
Which I do.
Okay.
Then that's better than any doctor's understanding of what babies can feel, because he created and he knows you before you were even born.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate that. One of our texters sends us a note and says maybe it was just indigestion in Elizabeth.
Maybe it was just indigestion.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's a thought.
Hey, well, yeah, I don't know. Hey, thanks for the great week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Retirement short, and we'll see you Monday morning. Thanks, Rob. We got one more day to do. Ben Reichle and I will be in tomorrow, and we'll be enjoying another day of On the Mark. This is WDKOK Sunbury.